Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's Team PXY on 98PXY, the number one hit music station. It's Corey James, Breezy, and Lynette Adams from News at NBC joining us on this lovely Friday. Lynette, how are you?
Hi, Lynette.
I am well, thank you. Good morning.
Good.
Good morning to you as well. Absolutely, Lynette. Let's get you in on this real quick. Something we just talked about. Despite the fact that Breezy has only a 1,000 square foot apartment, she has four. Count them, four security cameras. Does that seem excessive to you?
Well, it does seem like a lot. She's a very secure person.
Is it because...
Or insecure.
Is it the attention?
Yeah, right.
Is it the attention, Breeze? Is that what it is? Like, the cameras are always on me, literally. Is that it?
No, it's not for myself. That would be a good point, though. But no, I don't know. I just, like, with these dogs and what... Mm-hmm. I need to see what they're doing at all angles.
Lynette, do you have anything like these cameras? It's the nest egg, right? Is what one... like?
They're called Blinks. Oh, so okay. They're, like, through Amazon.
Fact, I will not have cameras in my house.
Yeah, I'm kind of creeped out by it too, right?
No cameras.
And that's what I was curious about too. If you do have them, does it change your behavior? You would have to, right? Knowing you're being recorded, you're going to act differently than you would if you didn't know that.
No. Who has access too? I wonder that.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Breezy does not care if people see her naked, so I guess there's that.
No.
That's probably part of why she doesn't have a problem with it. I would, but like hackers getting in there.
Yeah, I would be concerned about.
Yeah.
And
literally,
you know, the
come
world
on in.
Is full of cameras. I feel like there ought to be one place where you can just relax and not
right.
have to worry ever.
Breezy's the first person ever who hopes that her cameras get hacked.
I know. I'm like, come on through. Let's go.
Let's do this.
All right, Lynette. Let's jump into the headlines for today. And let's start, of course, with the biggest story. It's been the biggest story since March. What's going on here in the Finger Lakes region with COVID? The numbers not looking ideal. Yeah.
No, the numbers are not in our favor at the moment. I mean, it looks as though we are racing towards orange zone status. Hopefully we can somehow save this. But as of yesterday, the health department reported a record.
Yeah.
So 373 new cases, the most ever since we've been, since the pandemic hit in March. Another troubling figure, hospitalization, also climbing, 225 with 44 people in the ICU. Four more people have died.
Lynette, do we have any indication as to when we'll know if we do go into the orange zone? Because I believe Western New York is, isn't it? At least
yes,
parts of
Western
it.
Okay. New York is already orange. The county executive, I believe, said yesterday that the governor would let him know 24 hours in advance.
Okay. All right. So soon.
So
I guess.
We just get that rate down. Right now, the 7-day rolling average for the Finger Lakes region is below 4%. So for the region, it is still below 4%, but in the county's yellow zone, it's 4.39%.
So I know our neighbors to the west in Buffalo shut down today.
Right.
They shut down gyms. They shut down salons. They're a little ahead of us when it comes to the percentage.
Let's hope not.
But
yeah, their number's much higher.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was yesterday, but it has been higher, quite a bit higher than ours. But still, ours is still high.
Yeah.
High enough.
It's crazy to think.
Yeah, it's high enough. Yeah.
It's crazy to think, Lynette, that a month ago, right?
Right.
It was below, well below 1%.
Right, right. And
it happened
so
fast.
It was like one. It was like 0.6% for days, 0.7% for days. But, you know, they've been predicting, health officials and others have been predicting that once the weather turned cold again, that that's when we could have a second wave of this. And almost like clockwork, that's what's happened.
So
why
people have gone
is that
indoors,
exactly?
Because people are going back indoors.
Mm-hmm. And right, people are going back indoors.
And
you know, what, spread easier.
What is the research saying? There's been a ton of debate around, all right, where is this coming from exactly? And we're learning more now in our schools with the new testing that's going in there. The results thus far, at least from what I've seen, have been pretty low, which is a great thing. So that that eliminates, our schools are the catalyst for this.
Sure.
Right.
I mean, what are they pointing to?
Well, it depends on who you talk to.
Yeah.
You know, the CDC, and this is the guidance that the governor is using. The CDC says it's coming from bars and restaurants and gyms and, you know, places where people socialize. However, locally, the numbers are coming from your backyard, your living room.
Right.
Small private gatherings is what we've heard locally. You know, so like I said, it just depends on who you talk to. And I tell you, when you go into places, you know, I've gone into restaurants and places, they're very strict about you wearing your mask and social distancing. You can't sit in certain places. So it's really hard to believe that it could be said that bars and restaurants, and I'm sure there are some places that aren't following the rules to the letter, but the places where I have been, I have seen them really making sure to follow the rules.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of sick, and it seems like it's coming from the places where we let our guard down, where we're supposed to feel safe. In our homes, with our smaller groups of people that we see all the time, when you're not masked, sitting on your couch next to your friend, that seems that's where it's coming from. Because I, for the most part, when I go out, everyone seems to be following the rules. I can't remember the last time I saw somebody without a mask out in public, to be honest with you.
Right.
So.
And if you don't have a mask on, you're quickly reminded that you don't.
Right.
I've done it. I've gotten out of my car, and I don't have my mask on, and all of a sudden I feel like everybody's looking at me. I have something in my nose or whatever.
Oh my God,
I forgot my mask, and I run back and get my mask.
Right.
So, you know, but like you said, for the most part, you see people everywhere with a mask on, indoors and outdoors.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
Lynette Adams from Houston NBC on with us this morning. Lynette, let's get to a little non-COVID news. Spencerport, some big things happening. Bridge opening today.
Yes, that's right. This bridge originally closed back in the summer of 2019 in Spencerport. And today, drum roll please, it is reopening and will stay open through the winter. There are some minor repairs that needs to be made in the spring, but the lift bridge is officially open.
There we go.
Woo!
All
right. Can't wait to drive over that.
A year ago. I know, right?
Breezy gets
some major repairs, though. I mean, it was closed for major repairs.
Breezy gets so weirdly excited about these things.
Like anything road related, I'm like, woo!
The cashless tolls. Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, it was super weird yesterday driving home. Because I drove through what used to be the Victor entrance to the thruway. It's just gone.
It's gone. Yeah, I drove through it. It was Wednesday. It was half gone.
Yeah, now it's fully
gone.
I
was like, oh, this is weird. And now it's totally gone.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, when I came through this morning, the other side was gone too.
You guys, I can't forget to mention, I mean, we had another big story this morning, and that was a hit and run in Rochester.
Oh,
45-year-old city man was found in the middle of the street. This happened near North Clinton Avenue and Colvin Street.
Was it a pedestrian or like a car?
Yes.
Like two cars. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
A pedestrian. This person, a male, 45 years old, is at Strong. with life-threatening injuries. Oh, you can guard in convention. So we're kind of keeping an eye on that big story as well.
Do they have any...
Oh, my God.
Anyone, no. No suspects so far. Oh, my goodness.
No. And that they're asking if people know anything about this to call 911. Again, it happened in the area of North Clinton Avenue and Coleman Street.
Got it.
So
okay.
If you were out and about last night before 11... And you saw something that looked odd, or you saw a car speeding from this area,
caught
a license plate or a car color or something of that nature, you're asked to call 911.
All right.
All righty.
Let's want to wrap it up about some good news here, Bree.
Yeah.
I was going to say, we can't end on a down note. We got to talk about the Red Wings.
I know. We're talking about the Red Wings, our favorite baseball team ever. They're finally back.
Yes.
It's been weird because we've been using two terms, adoption and also dating. Yeah. So are they dating their father? I'm confused.
Nah, oh, God, it's getting weird.
That's weird.
Well, whatever word you want to use, the team is back. They have a new affiliation, the Washington Nationals. And, you know, it's kind of weird. They were dumped by the Minnesota Twins after 17 years.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Know.
Weird, weirdest thing. But... the good news is the Washington Nationals, they will now be affiliated with that team. And actually, we're pretty lucky. A lot of teams across the country are losing their major league affiliations. They're revamping the whole minor league system.
Right.
And some cities are losing their team altogether. So we are fortunate in Rochester that the Red Wings are here to stay for the future.
Oh, good. All right.
Good.
And it's also important to point out that the Nationals have approved of Milo the Bat Dog. I saw on Twitter they responded back to one of the posts the Red Wings made.
Luna,
go ahead.
I just had one more thing to say. You're on Twitter, right?
Yeah.
Brennan Summers from Houston NBC, his good question of the day.
Uh-huh.
Breezy is on my Twitter. Yeah. So.
Breezy wants
Grandma's baked beans.
No, this
That's
is
the question of today. Where are Grandma's baked beans?
You know, it's weird, Lynette, because when I go to WHEC.com, that is the good question that I see. Yet in this, I don't know. It's weird in this picture that Breezy posted. It's really strange. Let me just describe it to you in case you haven't seen it. So
I have not.
It's a picture of Breezy. And it says, good question. Is Breezy from 98PXY okay? So I guess, I don't know if this is like an alternate site, maybe. Maybe, did he send you the draft for Monday?
I don't know. But I tweeted it out nevertheless. So you can go check that out on my Twitter, at Breezy on Air.
Do we have to wait till Monday to get the answer?
No.
I think so.
The answer is no. The answer is definitely no.
Yeah, it's going to be a no.
So we don't have to wait till Monday?
No, I don't think so. No, I think we can answer it right now. Good question. Is Breezy okay? Answer, no. Not really.
No. We'll always be there.
All right. All right, Lynette. Well, we will talk to you in a couple of weeks then. We're going to be off for next Thursday and Friday. So
yes.
We'll talk to you a week.
You know what? I will as well.
Well, there we go.
Enjoy your holiday.
That works
you
out well.
You too,
yes.
Lynette.
Sitting early.
Absolutely. Sounds good. Thank you, Lynette. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Take care, guys.
Bye.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.